The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But I have to say, my mom's coming into town today.
That's exciting. I'm very excited. Yes, that's very exciting.
Yes.
And she's going to help with the kids while we're on tour, you guys. You can buy those tickets at imomsohard.com.
Yes.
And don't pay dirty scalpers money. Ugh. But we're all over, so just go. There's a city near you. You can listen to us wherever podcasts are listened to, right?
Yep.
And you can also watch it if you want to on YouTube. And I will tell you right now, I have white crusties in the corner of my lips. I am very congested and only comb the front part of my hair. So get in on that.
I'm a supermodel right now. Everything's great.
Yeah.
Not great, but just pretending. I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
It's getting into that humid space, or I'm getting into a never mind space. But nothing as humid as Houston, Texas.
That's
just got back from Houston,
yep,
Texas.
That's a humid place.
Oh, there's so many things I want to say. And so many things I can't.
Yep. Because is she going to listen? So Kristen was in Houston with the in-laws, the Sarah, her mother-in-law.
Yes.
Oh, she's going to take a pause, you guys. Well, right now she's adjusting her glasses. Is this a, I don't know where to start, or a...
This is a, I'm trying to think, okay, here's what I want to say. I want to speak openly and honestly, but it's not cool if the other person isn't here to sort of like talk through their side of it.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to say, perhaps other people are feeling this, is that when one's parent gets to a certain age, weird shit starts to happen.
Oh, yeah.
In our space, that weird shit is passwords and customer service.
Okay.
And might I just say before I say anything else, and I always tell this story, when Jen and I were starting out, I mom so hard, we had zero money, and we ran into a little bit of a legal snafu, and I told Sarah
Kristen
about it.
Kristen killed someone.
Right. I killed someone. Well, I almost killed someone. After.
Yeah, I did too.
We almost both killed someone.
Too.
So
yeah.
That we got into a little snafu and needed an attorney. And when I told Sarah, you could just see this, like, she's so sharp. She's so smart. She's so good at business. And she was like, at her core, like, well, this will not do. And she sent us a check for $5,000. Like, it was nothing, so that we can afford an attorney to get us out from under. And
I was bawling.
Awesome.
I was supposed to call her and say thank you, and I couldn't stop crying.
Don't call her and act like, be like, just say thank you, but don't bawl. And we got on FaceTime and Jen starts bawling. And of course, Sarah's like very businesslike. And she's like, okay, then.
I know. But you know what? She's got three boys. And
she can't deal with any of that.
I know. There's part of me that just wants to like sit her down and brush her hair and paint her nails, because she has like, if you're a single mom.
She loves jewelry. She's a very strong woman. That's the way I would explain her.
Like Lynn's very girly too.
Yeah.
But she has four boys and your life is about
boys.
So it's like,
yeah,
you don't kind of get to have all those like.
Yeah.
You know, all the girly kind of
stuff. Well, she's making up
for
it now, because her entire house is teacups.
Love that.
Spoons, plates, beautiful china,
and
Waterford crystal, and knickknacks that are crystal. And all I can think to myself is, if my son keeps swinging that fucking wiffle bat in this house, I had anxiety simply from her decor.
You'd have to like handcuff my kids to put them in that, because they would just beeline for everything sparkly.
And they're all
and like,
eye level.
Yeah.
So Eleanor's like, what's this one? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm sure it's expensive. Don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Like, don't touch. So they went out into the bayou.
That's
which
called
was
a Fabergé egg.
I'm dead serious. She probably has one. So they went outside and played in the bayou, which was really fun. And there was a swing. I know. There was a swing that they played on, which was so fun. And there was my kids are kind of like outdoorsy, but like they're very simple once you get them going. And then they're easy. But like up until then, they're like, I'm bored. What do we do?
Yeah.
Like, we bought a $7 wiffle ball bat set and we played with it literally every day. Nonstop in the bayou, which was so fun. That's my jam. I mean, I would have literally put a tent up next to the bayou water and camped.
Ooh,
it's
you might
so
as
awesome.
Well just put a snake in your
I
pants.
I was going to tell you.
No, Eleanor you goes, saw a gazillion of them.
Mm-hmm. Eleanor goes, Mommy just, and Eleanor's a little creeped out by snakes, which again makes me think she's your DNA.
Yeah.
She, what do you call them when snakes have a little family of snakes? Nightmare?
Hellscape. Yeah,
that's what she found. She was like, Mommy, there's a hellscape over there of snakes. And I was like, well, maybe just don't walk through it. Yeah. And she was like tiptoeing, like, you know,
that's
Eleanor
still
does.
Really brave in my opinion that she even went outside.
She's
I
really
wouldn't.
Conflicted because she wants to be a vet and she feels like if you're going to be a veterinarian, you have to love all animals. So she'll self-talk herself through it. She's like, I would take care of a snake because it would be somebody's pet and they love it. Maybe I don't love it, but I would need to take care of it because you have to love it. I'm like, you're such a good person.
I honestly couldn't do it, especially here. You want to freak her out worse. If you see a bunch of snakes like that, it's either that's a mating ball. So there's thousands of them underground. They get in these big, disgusting, stinky balls and they mate. It's like spring break.
It's like South Padre Island
South
for
Padre
snakes.
Island for snakes.
See my boobies.
They take off their
that
little
sounds
snake
exactly like Padre when I went.
Yeah.
It's like, let's get into this vat of bubbles and slither around, shall
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. So I'm going to derail the story again.
Please.
But I tell my kids, this is the equivalent of like, you know, in Pee Wee's Big Adventure where he saves all the animals and then the last thing is the snakes and it like almost dies. Like my kids are like, what if?
Always.
There was poisonous snake that was attacking me or like gonna get me or the puppies, and I go, I would grab the snake behind the head and I would bite its head off because I would lose my mind.
And they're crossing their fingers. They're like, please, please, one day, please. We want to see Mommy bite a snake. She's gonna have on pink lipstick and a big hat.
And it's gonna be
she's gonna wear heels.
And I'm just screaming
she's
with
gonna,
like snake blood.
We're gonna be at an outdoor picnic. She's gonna rip the head off of this snake. Horrifying. It's gonna be somebody's pet. It's going to be awesome. Fingers crossed.
When my sister-in-law was visiting, just Delilah out of the blue, like we're in the car, goes, you know what Mommy would do if she saw a snake? Bite its head off. And I'm like, can you please give a little
give
bit
a
of the
break.
Backstory? Yeah. Like, don't make it just seem like I'm a sadistic, crazy,
try
Ozzy
to
Osbourne.
Have the stranger danger conversation with your kids. And we were like, I knew we had to keep it short, but I was like, hey, if you're ever in a, this is when they're like five and under, you know, so you're trying to like get in and get out. And you're like, look, if you're ever somewhere and somebody says they're picking you up for Mommy or Daddy, just say no. Blanket statement.
Yeah.
And if ever you're in a store or you're out somewhere and somebody puts their hands on you, you are allowed to kick them in the nuts.
Yeah.
And that's what I told them. I was trying to be simple. And then their heads just like, they were both like looking at me like, they were like, wait.
They want to
go through. So what if?
Yeah. All the scenarios.
All the scenarios. And they're like. And then Finn's like, and then I'd punch him, and then I would kick him, and then I was like, don't go looking for it, man. I'm like,
did you try to touch me, man?
Yeah, like I'm like, now someone's gonna be, he's gonna like purposely knock into someone at like DSW and kick somebody in the nuts for no reason. And I'm gonna have to explain it. It's like they love the drama and they love when they see us.
They I know have to figure it out too,
right?
Because they'll ask you some really tricky stuff.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I see. This is something that like the kids always know that I react big to billboards, and so they'll be like, you know, forever Ted Bundy was on a billboard because they did a movie or a documentary.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Finn's like, who's Ted Bundy? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about that. So of course, then he's like, can I Google him?
No,
I'm like, absolutely not.
No.
If you want to play a really fun game with your kids, I've said this before, have them act like you. And when my kids act like me, they do that part. They go, you are absolutely not allowed to ever watch anything with people without their clothes on or anything about Ted Bundy. That'll come later because it's true crime and whatever. It's
probably a good rule for me too, because then I don't sleep so hot when I watch it. I will say, in my defense on the snake issue, Somebody did post on Nextdoor that their pet snake got really scared in the car and got stuck up under the dash. We live in Los Angeles, you guys. Got stuck up under the dash and they couldn't get it out without
killing it,
without hurting it. And I happen to know a snake handler, and I posted information for them to get help because I understand loving something weird. So that's the only good deed I'll do.
Reference towards me.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I will tell you a funny thing. So because of COVID, I think everybody overcompensated during holidays. Like, I know we did. I know even when we were on Kelly Clarkson show, one of the main questions was like, we went overboard in Christmas because we wanted to, you know, so we're trying to make everybody feel better. And Easter, we went cuckoo because we couldn't go to mass. So
yeah,
we were like, let's use that hour and a half for fun. And we blew it out. We had that big Easter egg hunt with your kids in the Galls. And then, right?
Yes.
And then they had all these Easter baskets and we really did it up.
Yes.
Well, that is not how we went over the top with that.
Yeah.
So when we were in grandma's house, we did the Easter baskets. You were right. Everybody was out, but we found some paper ones at Hallmark and we were like, whoa. So then we were at the mall a lot because we needed to get out. So yeah, we went to the mall, the Galleria, wonderful.
Air conditioned.
And
so was her house, but I mean.
Yeah. She doesn't like to do that.
In Oklahoma, when you'd like go to the mall because it was air conditioned.
Yeah, grandma does not like to air condition her house. Mm-mm. So real balmy. But I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I forgot to do the Easter egg hunt because we've been doing that. So then I was like, Eleanor came in and she goes, dead serious. She goes, well, mommy, I went outside. I didn't find any Easter eggs, but I found a possum.
Yeah.
I go.
And a mating ball of snakes a little bit further down.
There's a mating ball of snakes
horrifying.
In the bayou.
I hate Easter now. Yeah, thanks, Mom.
So far, all I've found is the serpents and the serpents and rodents that were discussed at church.
The plagues,
they are in the backyard of your bayou.
Wait, what did I do, Mommy?
Yeah, so I go. So well, that is because the Easter bunny did not know that we were supposed to hide eggs at grandma's. And then I'm like simultaneously texting Casey like, are you going to Jen's today? Can you please pick up 20 fake eggs and put them around the house? And I'm so sorry. Like, please, Jesus, Lord, Jesus, help me. And so then we got home and they were in the house and it literally made their day.
Oh,
like,
good.
That was like the best thing ever.
So for like Easter Bunny as opposed to Santa, like, it's not tied to, I mean, we addressed this in our video about Easter. Like, what does a bunny have to do with
nothing.
Jesus at
nothing.
All?
Nothing.
But there's nothing like tied to it because I kind of want them to feel like, oh, we're Methodists.
I've got things to say about the Methodists.
I had trouble spitting that out. Just because my husband was Church of Christ is how he was raised.
Is that Methodist?
No, it's a different just sect of Christianity. But I was going to say that I don't want them to think that like the good things that come with your faith are tied to something, you know, you just get it, you know. Whereas at Christmas, I hold that shit, yeah, like, because there's Santa who's the buffer, yeah, in between.
The Jesus.
Like, you gotta earn it. Yeah.
You better.
You want to celebrate, you want to go to Jesus' birthday party, you behave.
Yeah, and you will wear the clothes I want, and you will take the pictures I want, because you know the loot is at the end of the, and it's all based on your behavior. Yeah. Santa was just there to help us build faith, that's all.
But Easter, they're like, can you get in trouble and not get eggs? And I was like,
And they're like, do I care? It's an egg. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, it's low stakes. I don't know.
Yeah.
But still, they remember that stuff. And then you're held up to the expectation, Kinnebar.
I know.
Speaking of, so we went to Methodist church.
And, okay, this is huge because Kristen,
okay,
she's Catholic.
Well, you know what's funny is I really had a lot to think and say about this experience because I was a little sad that we weren't going to Catholic Mass because in Catholic world, Easter's like, you know, number two. It's like the bookends of whether you go to
Easter's like the Halloween of the Catholics.
It's the big one. Very true. It's the big one. It's the big one. And
she says she's Catholic-ish. That isn't my spin on that.
No, it is.
Direct
that's
quote.
My way of saying it because I do. And this is a bigger conversation and everybody can have their own private, like, journey with their religion. But what I do have is I absolutely have faith. I just sometimes the confines of religion, especially Catholic religion, like pisses me off. It's the boys club and all that crap. And there was so much abuse and all that I really struggled with the Catholic Church, but I was raised Catholic. My mother is a devout Catholic. It's the community I love. It's the thing I know. So I still struggle, but I'm working through stuff on my own. That's not the point of this conversation. The bigger point is I went to Methodist church on Sunday, yo. I went to church in Texas at a Methodist church. Oh my gosh, is it an event? Let me tell you, first of all, any church you roll into and they've got two jumbotrons.
Oh,
jumbotron
yeah. Now
screens.
We're talking my language. Okay,
let me even back up. Let me back up more. I'm like, oh, Lord, he has risen, and he has risen in designer clothes.
Oh, has he? Oh, okay.
We roll up.
Casey, were you thinking she was going to say indeed there? It was in designer.
In designer. In designer.
Okay.
You roll up, and the women are wearing, like, wrap dresses, like Chanel bags. I saw one woman with like a Fendi bag that I know is like $6,000. I was like, what's up, Texas Methodist?
Yeah, wow.
And they were all like, some of them were wearing real low cut stuff and some were wearing short stuff. I was like, okay, pray it away, pray it away. And they were all like, at one point I was like, Colin, would you like to focus back on the person you married? He was like, I was just checking. I was like, what, to see if she had panty lines? He's like, she didn't. Because Colin gets horny in church. It's the weirdest thing.
Wait, what?
Colin gets horny in church. Whenever I go to church, it's when he's like trying to look down my shirt or try to cup a feel. I know. It's crazy. He was raised mostly Catholic, so that makes sense, right? Like,
oh, he was?
Yes.
But his mom.
His mom is Methodist. The second Greg and Sarah divorced, Sarah went back to her church.
Oh, okay.
So they sometimes had to double church it growing up.
Oh,
because there was the Methodist Catholic run.
It feels punitive.
I know. And then Colin had to do like catechism and
they're very different.
Not enough school, not enough church for Colin Sweeney. So I say it's fine. Wow. So like, listen, he could use it.
Well, obviously there's something about it he likes.
Well, clearly. I was like, stop. And he's like, he's a horn dog. So anyway, I know it's wonderful. His mother's going to lose her mind. So we go into church and like, it's everything I needed it to be. The minister's a good looking guy. He's like got gray hair, but it's like slick back. He's wearing like what's that light blue and white?
Seersucker
with a light yellow tie. And all the people are, by the way, they gave my kids coloring books. They were like, hey, this will make life easier. I'm like, this Methodist game is on.
Yeah.
They're all sitting in the stands, like, you know, like talking to each other, touching each other. Yeah. Like, so good to see you. Oh my gosh, I was thinking about you last week. God bless. And he is risen and all this. Yeah. I'm like, so much joy.
Did they all have hats?
No, not a big hat game.
Oh, huh.
I know. And then they had a QR code. The guy was like, Hey, everybody, before we get started, the band's like,
love it.
They're like, hey, enter your name and QR code, and we've got a podcast. I'm like, what is up with the Methodists?
Now I'm just so curious what Catholic. No, I'm not. I'm not, because I've been to Catholic Church before. Here's the short evolution of my life is that I was.
You were Catholic for a beat.
Mom was married to a Catholic person. But I was a baptized Presbyterian, and then, which is
kind of close. It's the opposite of Catholicism, pretty much. The other one that's is the Church of England, which is, I think, Episcopalian, is closest to.
That's close to Catholicism.
You still take the Eucharist.
We actually caused the schism, is my people.
That's
where the big, like, rift.
Yeah.
Actually came from.
And Lutherans and then Methodists are like, let's keep it loose.
So then my dad went through this like agnostic, maybe atheist phase. And then he was like Unitarian. And then I used to go to church on my own, to a Presbyterian church with friends.
Yeah.
And then my mom got married to a Catholic guy.
You've done it all. You're a tastemaker.
Totally. She started making us go to like Midnight Mass and all of that stuff. And I'm sorry if you're not used to what's the stuff? The incense?
Here's the thing. I think I took away more from this Methodist service than I did like 40 years of Catholic Church.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's really, because then I went to a Methodist college.
Yes.
And it wasn't like, they don't like teach theology and specifically, like you would have to if you went to like a Catholic
college. It's a faith-based church or a school, which I like.
They have you study other religions because their thought is, well, you will see what the truth is,
right,
like from education, like learning it. So I went to that. Then I started going to this very crazy church with the jumbotrons.
Oh my gosh.
It makes like 4,000 people.
They're like the Book of John or whatever. And it's like, bro,
like going to a car show.
It's so exciting.
I know, it really is. And it's like,
Wearing like an E3 mic. He was like, check.
It's like Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, they're like, blah, blah, blah.
And it's so dramatic. And they would have,
oh my God, yes, big voice and low voice.
Video, totally to support it.
Like a cross with like sparkly things falling down on the cross. I was like, am I in a concert?
Oh my God, there was this, when they did this huge baptism,
did they dunk him in the thing?
They had these huge,
they dip him in the pool?
Three big pools. And there was like somebody at this one who had been a porn star. And they
dip her twice.
I would like my own pool, please. No, that's be judging.
Colin's like, can I go?
I'm really having trouble focusing right now. What's happening? Speaking of no panty lines, you know what? You should wear a bra if you're going to wear that white dunking robe, ma'am. But none of us can focus at that point. Who's going to, honestly?
Not me.
Nobody can look away. But I don't even know if it was a guy, because there were so many people getting baptized. Huge.
Like a freaking water park.
It's like a big old party. And
boom.
And the guy that like hosted it, he was like an associate pastor or something, had been a gang member and then joined a church like 13 years
ago. So dramatic.
Because I bawled my eyes out. And then that like slow drum starts up and I'm like, I am saved, you guys, and I'm healed, and take my money. There's not much of it. And then I just love going to brunch and having a couple drinks afterwards. See, it is my thing.
The thing is, for me though, I did sit in a bit of judgment as I was there, because I'm Catholic and I'm like, well, this isn't as good as my church. Like, I just like, my hands are folded and I'm like, you guys are airy fairy. There's too much bells and whistles.
Literally what God wants you to do is
judge
and condemn us
while I'm in church. Hey, my husband's horny. My husband's horny. Everybody's doing their thing. But I'm just like, I also was, it made me a little bit homesick, because I was like, usually I'd be with my mom or like, we would have, like, it's just like my thing. So I was like, well, this, as my Aunt Mary Lou would say, if it doesn't count, like if she acted like a complete fool at my cousin Justin's wedding, I think she was hammered when she was there, because she was like, it's an outdoor wedding, it doesn't count. It's not like we would have been inside of a Catholic church, she would have been like on her best behavior.
God,
but we were outside.
Gonna
she's
think
like,
this is bullshit.
Right.
There's
right.
no
he's
way
like,
he's going to
sign
gonna go
on the
this.
Line.
Do Yeah.
So we were in church, and I don't know what you call him, preacher, minister, what?
Pastor, minister. Yeah. They don't like preacher. I learned that the hard way.
Okay. Up until that point, I was like, music, then that's going to not make Sarah happy because all she talked about was the choir. And I was like, vocally a little muddy in my opinion, but they had a freaking trumpet section. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, gosh, there's so much happening. But when he got up to preach, first of all, there were cameras everywhere. And when I say cameras, it looked like paparazzi. Like, I'm like, are you getting, at one point I was like ugly face, like just listening real hard. And then I could feel like a lens on my face and I turned and then I was like, listen with a smile.
I hope more than anything while you're doing that, Colin's just
it's like checking. Wore a low cut top, which I didn't mean to. But, you know, I'm like, you.
Well, then it doesn't count, Krista.
Right. I'm like, go check out what's her name without the panty lines, the porn star that's about to get dipped at the.
I know. But I will say, everybody is very gluttonous in church because everybody's famished at the same time.
Oh, my God.
And when
it's
communion, you're like, that's the only size of bread you're going to give to me. Like,
you don't get any of that, Methodist. You don't get any snacks.
You get the poker chip, don't you?
No, they didn't give us anything. And Finn goes, do you not get snacks at this one?
Oh, I'm
like,
no.
You don't even know what that means.
No, they only do it one Sunday of the month.
Oh, yeah. Ours is every week.
Yeah. But isn't that is it called Eucharist?
It's a Eucharist.
It's a cracker?
It's kind of.
It's a saltine.
Actually, sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're terrible and they make your mouth more thirsty than you're literally. And then you get the worst breath of your
cotton
life.
Cotton mouth.
But, and then always the last song is like the longest in Catholic church. And it's, and he will raise you up. Eagles. My mom's like verse 4. I'm like, God, waffles
deep.
And
holy
more.
Cow, I know. That's so, all of us. So
I know.
Forgive us.
But,
you know.
But this was a really joyful, fun, lighthearted, and I gotta say, the minister, the preacher, the pastor, I don't remember his name. He obviously, if you're ahead of this church in Houston, Texas, you're good at it. Like he was charming and funny and. I really listened. His big thing was to, instead of trying to change everything, change the way you look at everything. And it like gave me chills. And Colin and I have talked about that like 5 times in like how much that applies to me in my life. Like me being sour in a bad mood. Like, can I change the way I look at this instead of trying to change everything around me all the time? Like, can I loosen up? At times, can I look at things with a little more like humility? Can it make me like, if I rise above it a little bit, do I get a little humble or I don't know? Just,
well, I have words for you, Mary Lou. That church counted.
That church counted.
Yeah.
It really did. And
that's what it should do. I think that's what I miss about like going to our church.
Yeah.
Is, and we would go basically every weekend. We would miss like, you know, some on vacation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We went to that church for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened and they went remote. The kids still did like their Sunday Zoom stuff. But I miss it because I need that recentering. I need to like, even if it doesn't apply to me, I always want to give it like something that should mean something to me in that moment, you know,
right.
to take for the week. It's like a refresh. It's like a breath mint for your soul for the
week. I think a couple things happened. First of all, I was like, do I love you? Maybe. A little bit of a crush
Wait,
on the pastor.
The porn star getting?
Nope.
No, that was
that
at my
was
church.
Colin.
Okay.
That's Colin. That's my husband.
She's not even a porn star.
He was very charming that I almost was like, boy, this is one of those examples where I'm like, am I following God or am I following you? Like, he was so dynamic and cool. And like, at one point, this will tell you who my mother-in-law is. So we were sitting there and I found myself, you know, I was like kind of like not into it. And then I started listening and then I started to really listen. And then I started to like internalize. And then he had all these wonderful quotes up on the Jumbotron about like your final moment in life is not a bad one. it's the, you know, he's like, you're not going to go out bad. Like you have a moment right before that moment to do the right thing. Like, so he just like really talked about how Easter is just a representation of how we get a new chance to like be a better person. And I was on board the whole time. I didn't think at any point, because I'll tell you, the way you lose me is if you start getting fruity about any of it. I don't care what church you're from. If you're like, Lord, praise be Jesus and God is good and all that, I get weirded out by that stuff if it becomes too like that. He was awesome. It was not that. It was just really faith-based and warm and cool. And he told a joke about how his grandfather or his wife's father is dying of Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't speak anymore. And when he saw him for the first time, the first thing out of his mouth was, boy, you've gotten fat. To the preacher. So the preacher is telling this story. And in the story, he goes, might I just say, I was like, what the hell? That's what he said. And I was like, I like this guy. He's a little irreverent. And like,
yeah.
And so I get done and I'm like, Sarah, I just had a moment. I really loved this experience. She's like, I don't like him.
Oh, no. Well,
he's too flashy. He's too. But like, literally, he did have an iPad next to him where he was scrolling up all of his stuff. And there were three cameras going and he played to all three and it was streaming at the same time. I'm like, what is happening?
What he's doing.
It was really wonderful. I had a really great experience.
I do feel like you have to like go to a church that is like practical to you in some way. Cause I learned this at like some really fruity class or something like that, that I took. Oh, that was about like self-affirmations that you can't lie to yourself. But what you can do is give something less importance to yourself. So like you can never say, I'm good enough to get this job, right?
Right.
But you are, because if you don't feel like you're good enough, you can't lie to yourself. You can't outsmart yourself, right? So this affirmation class was teaching you to say like, if I don't get this job, there will be others and the right one will come along.
It is
that like changing your thinking about the thing.
Instead of changing the thing.
Yeah. And you can't like lie to yourself. So you have to go to like a church where they practically make sense to you, where you
absolutely
can logic through it. Otherwise, you're kind of lying to yourself.
Well, and I will say that, so in the Methodist church, I mean, I use this word carefully, but like I've been twice and the last guy was definitely an evangelist. That's what they use. That's the word. Like he was doing the like, you know, like hands in his pocket thing and speaking low and then speaking high. It was very, and I was like, this doesn't feel authentic to me. This doesn't feel like a guy that I can relate to. But this guy was a dad and a husband and he was cool and he was warm and that felt good. And so my takeaway was so impactful. I think that's my disconnect with the Catholic Church, is that there's only been a few priests along the way that I like connected to, because I was like, you can't know what's going on with me. Like you can try, but like you're not married, you're celibate. Like it's very strict. It's very orderly. St. Monica's in Santa Monica is literally one of the most wonderful churches. And I had very strong relationships there, but I still never walked away the way I felt this, where I was like, I just learned some stuff. Like the Bible verses and Bible studies very big in the Methodist church. And I think Catholics are kind of like, we got the gospel and just like roll out the four guys. And
yeah, I like
10 commandments is like the HR department.
The church that we went to, and we'll be going to again, and don't judge, it's a Brentwood Presbyterian church.
Oh no, I knew you were going to that before.
Yeah, that's the church that we love best and had tried like a ton of churches in Los Angeles and like never felt at home. And then we just tried this church this one day. And they always don't judge the church based on my language or my behavior, please, because it's really good people that run this church.
Listen, I saw a guy on his phone checking his social media in Methodist Church in Houston.
Oh, was that there's guy's name Colin?
No, Colin was checking
boobies out. I'm painting the wrong image of Colin on this podcast.
You're not. I'm not. You're actually not.
Well,
I was like, what is wrong with you? He just wants to do, he knows it makes me uncomfortable, so he wants to do bits, but he also wants to look at bits. And also, if my bits are, I was wearing a little cut short, shirt with a push-up bra, which I never do.
It's a good way to make friends anywhere,
but I did not know that would be the Texas thing to be rolling in, like, looking all stacked and good.
Yeah.
I'm like, somebody sin.
Showing what God gave them.
Yeah. God bless you.
Yeah.
Well, Catholics don't do that.
The very first time that we went to Brentwood Presbyterian, like I said, it was on a whim. I really think I looked them up on Yelp, but towards the end, they always say, does anybody have like any blessings, anybody they want to pray for? And you do it. They just come out and they will hand you a microphone and say, and why?
Oh my God, no. Gosh, no.
It does make me nervous, but like I prayed for like friends, kids or something, like ask church.
I suppose
to, like,
I'd get used to it and then I'd want to do a hot five, but I'm just saying like right now that terrifies me.
She's like, hi, is this guys- thing on? A guy walks into a church.
A priest, a rabbi, and a...
Newman! No! Wrong. That's for Wednesday night service. But they do this thing, and there was this kid who at the time was definitely very young, who's maybe 20 or 21, and he raised his hand. He goes, I might cry saying this. I didn't know that was going to happen, but he goes, I want you guys to pray for my dad. He's like, aww. This is the first time I've ever been here. And he's like, I am a drug addict. And he's given away everything to try and take care of me. And I keep going on drugs. And he's like, I feel terrible. He's the best guy in the whole wide world. And like, he wasn't asking that you pray for him. He was asking that we pray for his dad. And it was very earnest. It wasn't like, I'm here trying to get money from you or something like that. Like, it wasn't that. And so the minister like came down and put his like hand on his shoulder. And he was like, everybody around, like, put your hand on him. And
see, that's where I'd be like, I got to dip.
But it was nice. Yeah, he was like, you're not alone. I know it feels like you are. Yeah. And like, we're going to pray for your dad and we're going to pray for you and all this. And everybody was so nice. And they stayed after to talk to him.
That's nice.
And it was, and I was like, this is where we have to go. Because this is like people really
caring about each other.
Yeah. And doing what they say they're going to do. And
I like, definitely that's nice. Think that's what I, I think, because we were trying to figure out like, where we wanted to be, and Colin is not wanting to be Catholic, so we are trying to figure out where, because I care less about the house we're at and more about faith.
Yeah.
Because I want my kids to know that there is power in prayer. And I know that sounds, I hear myself say it, and like, I am one of those people that's easy. Like, I'm very private about my beliefs, because I believe everybody can have their own thing. But I do believe in the power of prayer the same way I believe in the power of laughter, and the way I feel when a room changes, when you do yoga and you're all together, like there, it's the collective spirit that like, I think is really powerful. And I want my kids to know, like, if you pray, if you believe in something outside of yourself, if you're in a room with people all thinking about doing better, there is magic there. Like, that's probably blasphemous on some level, but I'm just saying,
not that's here. Important that's to me. That's the word I use a lot.
And also, as I'm raising my son in the last 2 years with COVID, I'm like, we need a little God in our life, man. I need the printout of the Ten Commandments, and I'm just going to go through them, be like, this is a HR handbook.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think we'd have to say these out loud, but let's just go over them anyway, just so you understand what the parameters are of being a good person. I think that guidance is really wonderful. I think it can go over the top. If you're agnostic or atheist, that's totally up to you. I think that that's not for me either, but I think questioning and all that is totally normal. I think faith is really important, and I want my kids to be in a faith-based situation, but that doesn't mean super, super religious.
Yeah, I can totally understand that, because I don't know. I do know what I want my kids to be, but I don't.
Doctors?
For sure. I want them to
worship. Employed. Nice to me.
Yeah.
Complimentary.
But in terms of like their faith, I don't really have like, I like what I believe, and it makes sense to me. But if it doesn't make sense to them, I'd want them to lie to me for my behalf, you know?
Oh, you definitely aren't Catholic.
No, but here's the other thing is like,
that's just exactly how it works.
No matter what you believe, I think it helps to know that there's something outside of yourself, so you're never 100%.
Alone. 100%.
And that's what I want them to feel. And also, anybody can pray, because none of us see what happens on the other side of the door.
Right.
But we know what we can bring to the door.
Right.
Like our mindset and our preparation and our energy for what we want and what we want to have happen. certainly like collectively as a group, there's a lot of power to that.
Yeah. And you feel less lonely when you go to like when I was in college and the three times I went to church, I felt like I was like, oh, I know all the prayers. I know all the songs. The sermon is still super boring, but I'm here and
check that box.
No jumbotrons in this space.
Yeah.
But this counts and my mom would be really happy and it's what I know. And it feels like it was just a good reminder to me of like the thing I want in our family is, just a positive sort of like, faith thing, not
right.
Anything too serious. That being said, my son's going to Catholic school next year and I'm stoked about it.
Yeah.
I think that
it's a great community is the other thing.
It's the community is what I've been trying to say in a long-winded way, but community is really important. I think that's why, like when I moved to LA, I was like, I need everybody to know who I am. So if I'm dead in my apartment, someone will miss me. Like I need the pharmacist to know
ma'am,
me.
Ma'am, please stop showing us that birthmark. Number one, it's not appropriate for church. Number two,
I'm getting fingerprints.
We can identify you.
I just need you to know me, sir. I just need you give me my head meds. I need you to know my first name.
Especially you keep spelling Kristen with an I-N, so we are fully aware of how to spell your
every
name
single
right
time
way.
You correct us on how we spell your name, we know, we get it. You're the I-N. If anything happened to you, it'd be like the Kristen with the I-N, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? There, I've done my job. There, I have done my job.
Okay, first of all, I have to say, thank you. This is a mom box.
Mom box.
When we did our pee-pee episode, what did we call it?
Giving the tea on the pee-pee. And by the way, pee-pee, we're talking about the lack of
control
of the TT of the pee-pee.
Yeah.
That it comes out at all times. Like kind of right now, if I were to laugh really hard, it would come out.
Yeah. Janet Jackson now should come out with a song called Not in Control.
Not in Control, yeah.
Yeah. And when she does the dance, just
yeah, squeeze. Grab her crotch.
Yeah. Well, but so we got so many messages.
So many.
From women who are like, yes. And so many of you suggested doing the professional.
Yeah. I found that. Didn't I send you a TikTok?
Of what? The chair?
Of the chair.
Okay,
guys.
That's what I was going to say.
That's a love language when you send people TikToks.
We got this lovely message. This woman's like, I saw this on TikTok, so I asked my doctor about it. You should try this, Jen.
So awesome.
So it's called, what's it called? Emcella?
It's basically M-Sculpt for your hoo-ha.
For your hoo-ha. My
Which
husband
sounds
made,
awesome because that's just a bunch of vibrations.
It gives you, they're not giving us any money for this. If you would like to, please do because I'm going to go next week
for my
consultation.
You sit on a vibrating chair.
It's 12,000 kegels in 28 minutes.
Oh my God. I would like turn inside out. My kegel space would be like, what have you done?
You have to do it 6 times.
Oh my God. What if you do get? What if you're sitting on the chair? It's like a vibration. It feels good.
Then that is money well spent.
I suppose.
That it's medical.
Like, can I have Bridgerton playing so I can do 24,000 kegels?
Yeah. I'll be back. Like, you don't have a problem anymore, ma'am. And I'm like, tighter. Stronger. I need to be able to lift a chair with this.
Oh, Emcella.
Okay.
Say no to incontinence.
I'm going
to
try it. I'll report back and let you guys know.
It's definitely Emsculpt. It's literally Emcella.
No, that it is. It's like the same company and everything.
Oh my God. It's going to be nothing but vibration. Done. Why am I?
Yeah,
I mean,
gonna
that
be
should
like,
be
it's,
sealed up right now from.
I'll do a selfie video.
Oh God.
While I'm on the chair and I'll let you guys know how it goes. But thank you for all the suggestions and stuff. It's so nice.
I'll be curious to know if that works.
Well, you know what we'll do? I'll do my 6 sessions. I'll get on that trampoline in a pair of white linen pants
and we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it rolls, yo.
We'll see how it goes or does not go. So
well that's awesome. Let's do how about we do a hot flash?
Yes.
I have an unorthodox
see what she did
hot
there?
Flash.
You see what she did there?
big hot flash to Clea Shearer, which I might be saying her last name wrong. She is the brunette of the home edit duo of Joanna and Clea. Clea found a little hard little nub in her breast, and found out she advocated for herself. I highly recommend you guys go to her Instagram, go to the Home Edits Instagram, listen to the interview with Joanna, who is her partner and best friend, talks about how she found this little lump on the side. And she was like, I don't know if it's a big deal. She called her OBGYN. They were like, we can't get you in for months. Ugh. She's like, no. I think this is more of that. Like, I think I'd kind of need to be checked out legit.
Yeah, because literally that's all you guys ever tell us is if you feel something, go get it checked out.
But you have to advocate for yourself. And so she was like, so she called her general practitioner and was like, I think there's something here. I need a mammogram or a sonogram, something that can get a deeper read. And sure enough, she had stage 1 or 2 breast cancer. And she literally went in and had a double mastectomy the next day.
Oh my
God. So she is in full recovery. And I think there was also a little bit of a tissue issue, like tissue situation where she had to go back into the hospital. Oh. So she's really going through it.
Found it in other places?
I don't know. Hasn't said yet. And I think she's just taking this time as she should to like focus on herself and her family. But, you know, she's hilarious. She's what everybody loves about home organizers and type A people is she's very pragmatic and very direct. And, there's nobody that's going to do this better than her. Cause she's going to be, like, she's going to come at you about getting in and getting checked and not putting it off. Like, if you have something that's going on, you can't put it off. That thing grows really, really fast. And it's the difference between A, life and death, but B, like, how fast they can treat it and what your treatment system is going to look like. So you can avoid a lot of really nasty medicine that has a lot of long-term effects.
That's right. Don't be scared, ladies. The scary thing is going to happen if it's going to happen.
Right. You know? And I think what she's doing is she's like, all right, they're gone. Okay, this is the next part. I didn't think this was going to be here. I still want my pantry to be organized. Moving on.
Yeah.
And not everybody has to be that way. You do it your way. But she is handling it like a star.
We met a champ too after one of our live shows who came up. She was finally able to like celebrate, but she showed us her new boobs and they were some nice stuff.
I will say, like, you know, we've been doing this for a while, and breast cancer is something that many cancers, we've dealt with moms with their kids that get sick. We've dealt with moms who are sick. We've said goodbye to some. It's like a very sad thing. But women are always showing Jen and I just how tough they are and how all they want to do is get back to life and complaining about normal things. And she showed us this, her like post mastectomy reconstruction.
Yep.
And I did think to myself, I was like, fuck, that is a lot to deal with for her.
Yeah.
But she's also like 3 sheets to the wind with like 4 of her best friends having a great time. So I'm she's also killing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for her. And I agree. That's a good hot flash.
Go get your boobies checked, ladies. Get your boobies checked.
And also put all of your food in your pantry in rainbow order, okay?
Rainbow order. Do that. And also go get dipped at your local Methodist. Go get dipped.
I tell you what, you put together with that minister at the church you were at, and I think we've got ourselves a reality show.
I think he'd be like, you know what? You're a lot. Maybe you don't go here. Can you go to a Methodist church in California?
Callan is strictly prohibited from entering the premises.
We are not dipping him. He refuses to wear pants.
You're kind of Catholic, Colin. So what are you trying to pull?
Yeah, you've been at St. Michael's and at this church the same amount of time. What are you doing?
Yep.
He's like just going to coffee and rolls at both.
He just likes free snacks.
Yeah, that's our podcast.